Credit card scams rise on Mother's Day and how to protect yourself. This article introduces readers to the growing risk of credit card scams during Mother's Day shopping, a warning confirmed by Febraban. It explains how criminals blend into busy stores to steal through card swapping and a defective payment machine tactic, letting losses appear only after the purchase. Experts like Miel offer clear steps to stay safe, such as always checking the amount on the machine before entering a PIN and rejecting any suspicious device. It also covers what to do if someone is targeted, including contacting the bank to block the card and filing a police report. For ongoing updates and safety alerts, readers are invited to join the official WhatsApp community. Always check the amount on the screen before you type your PIN. Watch for card swap tricks or broken/hidden card reader at checkout. Don't pay if the device or price seems wrong. If you're scammed, block your card with the bank and file a police report. Join official safety alerts for real-time tips. During Mother's Day shopping, Mother's Day credit card scams intensify. Officials warn as the Mother's Day shopping rush begins, credit card fraud is rising in two specific forms. The Brazilian Federation of Banks Febraban confirms a notable uptick, especially in busy stores and fairs, where distracted shoppers are targeted. The scams can cause losses in the thousands of reais, often noticed only after the purchase. Consumers are urged to stay vigilant this week. How the scams work. Experts describe two main methods that are becoming more common during peak shopping times. The first is the card swap scheme. An offender watches the keypad while the customer enters the PIN and then hands back a card that looks identical but belongs to another person. With the victim's card and their PIN, the scammer can complete quick purchases. The second method involves a defective card reader. In this case, the attendant uses a machine with a damaged display or hides the screen. They enter a much higher amount than agreed, for example, 1,000 reais instead of 100, and the customer only notices the anomaly when reviewing the receipt or bank statement later. According to officials, the best line of defense is close attention at the moment of payment. Immediate checks on the transaction details can prevent losses. How to protect yourself. Security guidance from officials emphasizes a simple rule: before typing the PIN, the customer should verify the amount shown on the payment device. If anything about the machine seems irregular, customers should not proceed with the payment. If a person becomes a victim of one of these scams, the recommended steps are to contact the bank right away to block the card and file a police report to document the incident. Conclusion: the article emphasizes that Mother's Day shopping carries a real risk of credit card scams. It explains two common techniques, card swap and defective card reader, that can produce losses only after the purchase, especially in busy retail settings. With guidance from authorities like Febraban and experts such as Miel, readers are urged to stay vigilant. Always verify the amount shown before entering a PIN, reject any device that looks irregular, and keep the card close during payment. If a scam occurs, immediate steps: block the card with the bank and file a police report. Help mitigate damage. For ongoing protection, joining official WhatsApp safety alerts and enabling transaction alerts is encouraged. By acting cautiously and staying informed, shoppers can protect themselves while enjoying the season's celebrations. Frequently asked questions: what scams are rising on Mother's Day and how do they work? Two main scams are rising: card swap and broken machine scams. Card swap: a thief watches your PIN and swaps your card when you hand it back, then uses your PIN to shop fast. Broken machine: the device has a broken or hidden screen. They input a larger amount than agreed. You notice only on your bill. How can I protect myself when paying in stores this Mother's Day? Always check the amount on the screen before entering your PIN. If something looks off, refuse to pay with that device. Keep your card close, cover the keypad, and watch the screen as you pay. What should I do if I think I was scammed? Call your bank immediately to block the card. File a police report. Review recent transactions for other charges. Set up alerts to monitor activity. What signs indicate a skimming device or suspicious terminal? Look for a broken or hidden screen, or extra parts attached to the reader. The screen may be obscured or look unusual. The clerk might rush you. If you notice anything off, switch to another terminal. How can I stay informed and get alerts about card security? Join the official WhatsApp community for real-time alerts. Ask your bank to enable transaction alerts on your account. Review your statements regularly and watch for unfamiliar charges.